Now, the latest from the Winter Olympics, where it is over for the U.S. men's hockey team. Today, the Americans lost 4-3 to Finland in the quarterfinals, a defeat that knocks the U.S. out of medal contention. The unbeaten Finns were too much for the American team, which never really got its game going. And that was just one of four quarterfinal games today. In another, between two hockey powers, Russia defeated Canada 2-0. NPR's Chris Arnold has this report from Turin.
The U.S. played a pretty ugly first period, taking desperate shots, not taking time to set up good plays, and unable to keep the puck down on the ice where it belongs. Midway through the first period, Finland was up 2-0. NHL veteran player Mike Modano says the team was rattled by that point, and the challenge was to keep focused and still try to play good hockey.
10 minutes into it, and knowing there's 50 minutes left in the game, a little composure, a little less panic, and just play the game.
Playing the game has been tough for the U.S. team. Forward Mike Knuble of the Philadelphia Flyers says some of the better players have just been in a slump over here in Turin.
Our effort was there, and I think two-week tournament, you don't have time to work out these little slumps. And if anything, our scoring was in a slump a bit. And you see bona fide NHL scorers, with not a lot of shots and not a lot of goals. And it's tough to, you don't have time in these things to work out the kinks. You're either on or you're not.
But right before the end of the first period, the U.S. scored a goal and was just behind by one. And when they came back on the ice in the second period, they looked like a different team. They were keeping the puck on the ice and not taking the first shot, but moving the puck around to find a really good one. And the U.S. quickly scored again on a nice play that set up a slap shot by Matthew Schneider. Mike Knuble.
We were thrilled to be where we were at the time. Rick played extremely well, and quick one right out of the gate, and a great shot by Schneider. And it was a 38-minute game from there on, and then the penalties cost us.
The U.S. played much of the game shorthanded, with a total of 30 minutes of penalties in the 1 hour of playing time. The U.S. got caught again and again for hooking the Finnish players with their sticks. At one point, Darian Hatcher hit a Finnish player square in the face with his stick, bloodying his nose on the upswing from a hard pass, and was called for high sticking. A couple of U.S. players tried to argue the call, but the penalty stood. Brian Ralston said all the penalties just killed the U.S. team, leaving them repeatedly with two guys in the penalty box.
You can't give up 5-on-3s against us. Even though I don't know if they capitalize on any of them, but you just can't do it. You can't give up 5-on-3 after 5-on-3 against a skilled team like that. They're going to bury one. It wears down our defenseman, and it's a tough thing.
With the U.S. team outnumbered and outplayed, the Finnish player Olli Jokinen scored two goals in the second period, leaving the U.S. team down again by two goals, and it was just too big a hole to dig out of. Mike Modano, like many players, was dejected after the game.
Well, we all thought we were better than this. I think a lot of people had expectations, people back home, and we did. I think probably no more so than we did in the locker room, but it's disappointing. Sit on it for a while and go home and start playing there.
4 years ago in Salt Lake City, the U.S. did much better, winning a silver medal. Here in Turin, the Americans won just 1 in 6 games. After today's game, the U.S. coach Peter LaViolette was asked, with so many of the best players in the world playing for other countries such as Canada and Russia, should people in the U.S. lower their expectations for Olympic hockey? He said no. The expectation should be to win a gold medal. The Finns now move on to the semifinals. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Turin.
And a reminder that the latest Olympics results, medal standings, and photos are at our website, npr.org.